Subas, Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Beis, Yud Beis, Amud Aleph, Shir Lamed Ches.
Between Rabba, Rava, and Rabashi. Says the Gemara, the next line, V'nechush Shema Tachtov Zinsa. The Gemara Frektikasha. Why don't you choshesh Shema Tachtov Zinsa? What's pshat in this Gemara? We're going to see three, maybe four pshatim in the Gemara. The first pshat is Rashi's pshat. Even in Rashi, we had two different understandings. We're going to go with the understanding of the... The Tosis Rash Mishans. I guess we'll do the Ra first if you want. The Ra seem to understand that the Kasha just is. The Ra, it's not the Ra that we have in front of us, but the Ra seem to understand in Rashi. We maybe brought the Ra yesterday.
We did.
The Ra's understanding in Rashi, all Rashi means to say is that the Lashon of any Achalit and Tainis Mesulam means, sounds like also you can't even for Isser. And the Gemara's question is, why aren't you Chayshish for Isser? You're right, for Mammon it's not a problem, but what about Isser? To which the Ra says, I don't know why that's what the Lashon means. That's not always what the Lashon means. So then we brought the Tosis HaRashon's Pshat, the Tosis the Rashi Mishan's Pshat, which is Rashi means to say something else. We're back in the end of Rashi. Mitoich kach lo yavoi lebezdin, which means Enoch Anami, says the Tosis HaRosh, Tosis Rashi Mishan's. That Enoch Anami, you have a reason that you really not chayv the money. However, we want you to be mafsa the money in order that it should come to Bezdin. Which means as follows. The Gemara is suggesting a new gzeirah. Create a gzeirah. Because if you don't have a gzeirah, so then the man's not coming to Beis Din. He doesn't care about the Isser. He's not coming to Beis Din because of the Isser. So we need to get him into Beis Din. How are we going to get him into Beis Din? For money. We need an incentive. Thus is the pshat. He needs an incentive to get into Beis Din. So mitoich kach, he'll yavai le Beis Din. Once we got him in Beis Din, then we can take care of the Yisr.
Even though you're taking away from the girl.
Yeah, even though we're taking away from the girl, we have to see how you're going to do that, but that's what it says. That's the L'chaira says that the Toys are Rosh, the Toys are Rosh Vashant, that's the pshat in Rashi. So the Gemara is assuming that this Gzeira is so obvious. The Gemara is saying, V'leich L'shem etach lev zinso. Why don't you make a Gzeira in order to take care of Isser? You want him to live the rest of his life? Be'isser. We can't. So we need to get him into Beis Din. We need an incentive to get him into Beis Din. What's going to be the incentive?
Money.
Money is going to get him into Beis Din. So therefore, we're going to have to pry the money from the Isha. Give the money, even though really she deserves her ksuva, we're not going to give her, we're going to deprive her of ksuva in order to get him into Beis Din. Once we get him into Beis Din, then we can take care of the Isser. That's the way that Rashi learns.
It's the exact opposite of the
Gemara
of Aspil Kufri. Aspil Kufri, we say, even though he knows we're going to hit him, he's still going to come because he doesn't want to live Beis Din.
Okay, I hear. Good hara. It's a good hara. We'll have to, maybe we'll deal with that. Good hara, maybe we'll deal with it. I'll call upon him. It's a good hara. Maybe we'll deal with that. Yudai, maybe we'll deal with it. I'll call upon him. Toisvis Rash Mishant, the Toisvis don't like this. Why don't they like it? They say, what? You're going to take money away from someone? How could you do that? The Lashon is. Well, you take money away from her just because you got an issue with this guy? What is going to happen? You can't do that. Therefore, they reject Rashi's pshat and they say a different pshat, which is Tosfos's pshat. What does Tosfos say? Very similar to Rashi, which is, I also want to create a new gzeira. I want to create a new gzeira. But Tosfos learns the kasha is exclusively on Rav Ashi. What does Rav Ashi say? Rav Ashi says everywhere else, a normal case, kanta becheskes pesula v'nimtzes beula. What's the din in a normal case according to Rav Ashi? What?
Nothing
according to Rav Ashi. Nothing. This case, she's going to get her money. Why? Consideration, which means, obviously, Beis Din has already decided where did the original Bia come from? The first husband. So once Beis Din, now he processes that. Beis Din already decided, where did the first Bia come from? The husband. Now, he says, well, maybe she's usher to me. Let's talk about an Eishes Kayin for a second. Because a regular Yisha has a Svek Sveka. But Eishes Kayin says to Isis, she has only one Suffik. She has a Suffik. What's the Suffik? Maybe it was Tachtav, maybe it was not Tachtav. Yeah, but Bezdin already decided where the Bia came from, the first husband. Therefore, I got no purpose of coming into Bezdin. And that's a mistake. Because we still have a Suffik, maybe, that Shitaka was Nivala. So, because you're sending her the wrong message, the wrong message, you're telling the man that you don't have any suffix anymore where the bia was from. That's what he thinks, at least. That's the way he's interpreting what you're doing over here. Because by a regular case, the halacha is, we're going to say by a regular case, the din is, she loses her ksuba. Or if she doesn't lose her ksuba, what does that mean? Your taina is going to be irrelevant. So therefore, why should I come taina for Isser? I'm not going to taina Isser either. So therefore, let's get it clear. Therefore, we're going to see it inside. We'll see it inside. Because of the halacha of the money, he comes to a conclusion that therefore, I'm not going to be leaving any of the Isser either. So we have to fix that. How do we fix that? Make it her lose the money also.
Not
let's see.
Believed or that it's not actually an Isser? Because obviously she's a lula. That's what I got her.
Therefore it's not. There's no point coming in because it's not going to be usher. Let's see the Tosfos Rashi inside Rabbi Yisai. V'nira, it's the fifth line. V'nira l'rid. L'Rabbeinu, l'Farish. V'nira l'Rabbeinu l'Farish. Deporich Arav Ashi. The question is exclusively on Rav Ashi. Dekivan de ba'alma isla de masik suba. So meaning that normally you're masik suba. V'achid yeshla. Lefisha conservation over here, she gets her ksuba. So this case is different than all other cases. In Cain, if that's the case, Yachal Lavoi Lidei Isser, this can end up with an Isser. Shazah Ish Yispar, this person's going to think, Mepnei Ma Einam Avsed Is Ksubasa, Hadam Makam Acher. Why over here should not lose a ksuba? Makam Acher, Konsum Cheskin Vesula Ein Laklum. Why is this case different? I know everywhere else she doesn't get her ksuba. And over here, Rabash is saying this is different. Over here, she does get her ksuba. They're saying that Adaskin, I married her. Imkain Machsakin and Oisa Shinivalami Balarishan. They must assume that she's Nivalami Balarishan. Imkain Bechinam Atrach Lebezdin Lishoil Imhi Asura. No point coming into Bezdin. Shari Vada Lo Yasrua. Kiman Shu Balarishan Nivala. They are not going to ask her. That's what his assumption is. Vihilkach Yizbar Shimutarisloi. If we allow her to get her ksuba, he's going to think she's mutter. But really, she's usur. So how do you fix the problem? This is very, very similar to Rashi, Rabbi Yisai. Let's just get the difference, and then we got to figure out why is that a chiluk. According to Rashi, we also are worried that we have to be mafresh mei surah. We're also worried about the isser. We want to get him into Bezdin. Why? Because we want to get to the bottom of it. Mesh yavo edim, and they'll be calling the whole thing. So therefore, according to Rashi, we masa the ksuba for what purpose? An incentive to get him into Bezdin. Tosis is saying a little different. He's saying, look, over here, he's going to think there's no point in coming to Bezdin. Why? Because he's going to think Bezdin's not going to answer. Why is he going to think that? Because over here, she doesn't lose her ksuba, and everyone, she does lose her ksuba, it must be over here, you've already decided she was nivla to the Rishon. If that's the case, there's no point in me coming into Bezdin. So we have to be mafsid or ksuba, not necessarily to give an incentive to come in, but rather in order that she shouldn't be confused and think, he shouldn't be confused and think that he doesn't have to come in.
So what?
But both of them are making a gzeira to take away money that really she deserves in order to address the issur. So in, as far as the mechanics, it's practically identical.
According to Pesach, you're not going to make for these guys who are not doing, who are already doing a bigger kind of, they're just not going to come in because, oh, no money, I'm not coming in.
We'll see. Oh, but the chayra, then I don't understand. Tosis Rash goes off on Rashi. Rashi, Dvartema, how could you say such a thing? Would you just take money away just like that? Say like Tosis. It's the same thing. This question of Asher Yeli is Olazayin Gezunten Shtag Fektis Kasha. So I like to tell you about Asher's Teretz, maybe say another Teretz. Asher's Teretz is more Lumdish. But I think the right teretz is more derech hapshat. The Rashi says the lamdish teretz as follows. What's really? Yeah, but what's the for? Because we're afraid that you're going to be over an Isser. According to Rashi, also we're afraid you're going to be over an Isser.
We're going to take away money, not build on anything.
What do you mean not build?
We're taking away the money because we're comparing it to all the Lashon of the world.
But say it, but the fact is over here, we're taking money away because we want to avoid an Isser. Do you take money away when you want to avoid someone being over an Isser? Rashi says, I'm going to take away money because I'm going to avoid an Isser. So says the Rashi, no, you can't do that. So what do? Take away money to avoid him being over an Isser. So what's the difference between the two of them?
I'm doing Avera, so why am I going to take the money? I'm going to have to save you because you're going to do something.
What? No, there, you're holding back money from a person who's doing an Avera. I'm taking money from an Isha because someone else is doing an Avera. So what?
We'll do it that kind of help a guy make for making a mistake. This guy's doing it on purpose.
What do you mean?
By him,
yeah. She deserves the ksuba.
She's going to get to keep more of it.
She deserves the ksuba. How could you take away her money? But it's a vada, her money. She deserves the money.
And Tosis is bad, so we're saying no.
Yes, Akasha, yeah.
What? According to Tosis, he's saying because there's Isser, but for Isser, he won't come. Batsim, she shouldn't get the ksuba. But because
she shouldn't get the ksuba.
No, she shouldn't, because there's Isser over here that we should take care of.
Doesn't make a difference. She still deserves the ksuba. Even if the suffix is her, you're going to be suffix is her, suffix dries the chumash.
She still deserves out that she's also, she doesn't get a ksuba.
Yes, she does. If it's tachta ba'inas, she gets a ksuba. She still deserves a ksuba, 100%. So I'll tell you what, Rabbi, I'll tell you first what Rabbi Asher said. And then we'll say what I think is more al derech hapshat, something similar to what Rabbi Schweitzer was saying. Rabbi Asher says the following thing. He says, listen, what's the problem with taking money away from a woman? Bezin's got to do. He says, if there's no real connection between this money and the problem, then you can't take the money away. In other words, according to Rashi, he's not coming to Bezdin. Why is he not coming to Bezdin? Because he's not coming to Bezdin. Because we want to create an incentive to get him to Bezdin. So we're going to take money away from her in order to get him to Bezdin. Why does she lose her money? Why does this money subject to Bezdin over here? We got a problem in the gate of the Isser. Okay, you got a problem. Deal with it. I don't know what you want to do, but why all of a sudden does she lose her money? How did this money become part of the equation? However, listen to this Lamda Shavart. According to the Tosis Rashi, according to the Tosis, why is he not coming to Bezdin? Because you're giving her the ksuba. He would come to Bezdin otherwise. But over here, because you're giving her the ksuba, that's what's causing him not to come to Bezdin. He gets confused. Why is this woman getting her ksuba? It must be I'm not going to be believed. So the money is creating the problem. Once the money is creating the problem, Bezdin says, okay, we have to put our hands on this money. Because this money is causing an Isser. According to Rashi, it's not the money causing the Isser. Why is he not coming to Bezdin? Because he doesn't care about Isser. I don't know why. He's not coming. So we want to create an incentive. You want to create an incentive? Use your own money. Why are you taking her money? You're taking her money away to create an incentive for him to come to Bezdin? Can't do that. Masha'en Kane, according to Tosfos, where the whole problem of the Isser stems from the fact that you're giving her a ksuba. If you don't give her a ksuba, then the problem doesn't exist. Therefore, Beis Din has an entree to the money. They could put their hands on the money because this money is causing iser. Beis Din's got to make sure there's no iser. So Beis Din making a gzera. Don't give her money.
His cheshbon is that him being able to
mouse
his money or not, that's calling the nemanus.
What'd you say?
He was that whether he's not.
Who's he?
This guy is not going to Beis Din.
Yeah.
He's thinking that because he's not going to be able to mouse the money,
right,
that must be the reason,
right,
why he's not believed.
That's right. Because he's not believed in the mammon, he's not going to believe in the answer either.
So if we let him keep the money, he'll think that, okay, I'm going to go to Beis Din and I'm going to have the nemanus.
Right, because the same way he's never been a gay, the master of the ksuba, he'll be never been a gay, so therefore he'll come.
Isn't that basically that one's making a mistake and one person's one is doing it on purpose?
No, not necessarily. Yeah, no, it's not. Yeah, right. This is what Rav Asher said. It's a nice vart. I think that if you read in the Tosfos Rashi Mishnah, I think you could say perhaps more pashut. It's a nice vart. I like the vart. But I think we can say more. Let's read the Rashi Mishnah carefully. It says on this Kasha on Rashi, we're right now, the second line in the Tosfos Rashi Mishnah, V'dvar Teimahu, V'chi B'shvil, Choshas, Shema Yisbarer, Nafsid HaKsubas HaShalok Edin. It's the second line of the Rashi Mishnah, V'dvar Teimahu, V'chi B'shvil, Choshas, Shema Yisbarer, Nafsid HaKsubas HaShalok Edin. I think we totally misunderstood the problem here. I don't think the Rashi Mishnah is a problem manhandling someone's money if it's going to avoid an iser. I think his problem is something else. Are you really going to avoid an iser by taking the money away? What's really at stake over here? Shema Yisbarer! Choshas Shema Yisbarer! Let's get it straight. So let's say the man does come into Beis Din. What's going to happen according to Rashi, in Rashi's world?
Make a call.
He's going to come into Beis Din. Is Beis Din going to ask him when he walks into Beis Din?
No.
What's Beis Din going to do? So Kyle, and maybe there's going to be Adam, and maybe, and maybe, and maybe. So bring him into Beis Din. Why?
Maybe.
For a maybe.
Wouldn't an Asher on him?
What? It wouldn't be Asher on him.
Shami an Asher?
It's Svek Sveika. Svek Sveika. Oh, hold on, hold on, Baba. Svek Sveika. So it's only a Shema, Sufik, maybe. You're going to be Mavsid Moment for a Shema, Sufik, maybe. Come on, that's not fair. So Tosfos himself says, no, we're doing it for Eishes Kohen. Eishes Kohen is a Vadai Isser. That's something that is, it's a clear and present danger. There's an iser that's happening over here that you're going to be goyim and iser. If we're going to be goyim and iser, we're taking away the money. But for Shema Suffolk, maybe, that we're not willing to do it for. Ichman is the kilo, that's the lashon, perhaps the lashon of Tosfos. What does Rashi himself hold? It's not going to be Yisbar for sure that she's chai, she's usher. But maybe what Nehemiah maybe means is as follows, which was Tuli was saying, is that the Chassam Sofer says Rashi holds, anytime you have a Svek Sveika, she'efshur levirure, you're mechuyev to be mevar. So maybe over here, it's an iser. Why? Because you're mechuyev to be mevar. So then you are addressing a real Esser, a bona fide Esser over here. He right now is not allowed to stay with this woman. Right now. Why? Svek Sveika. Svek Sveika she'efshilev raise Esser. So there's a right here, a real Esser. Tosfos l'shitasai hold Svek Sveika she'efshilev raise, says the Chassam Sofer, is mutter. So there's no Esser here. What, maybe you'll conjure up an Esser? You're going to take money away because you're going to make an Esser? Come on, you can't take money away because you want to make an Esser. That's the Rashi Mishnah's kasha on Rashi. Rashi ain't Cain. Rashi l'shitasa, maybe it's not Shver. And it's machlokes l'shitasa. Ken Zayin. Okay.
What's your shout for Isha?
What?
About Isha?
Okay, this is an important nakuda. According to Toisvis, what's pshat in Eishes Yisrael? Hold on, I just need 1 second. Oh, right. According to Tosis, what's pshat in Eishes Yisrael? So Tosis says pshat in Eishes Yisrael is that an Eishes Kohen is going to observe an Eishes Yisrael that over there she's getting a ksuba, and from there he'll make the false the wrong deduction. The same way we're afraid he's going to see it on his own situation, he'll see it by Eishes Yisrael. Eishes Yisrael in this circumstance, if we don't allow him to be mafsid the ksuba, then he's going to come to the wrong conclusion. So therefore we are going to make a gzera on Eishes Yisrael because of Eishes Kohen, because this is going to cause a serious issur. If you allow Eishes Kohen that she's going to get her ksuba, so then it's going to send the wrong message to the Eishes Kohen. This is according to Tosfos. According to Rashi, everyone's got a problem, a Yisrael, a Kohen, because we want him to come to Beis Din, because we want Adam to find out. Maybe he's in Satach Torah or whatever. But according to Tosfos, the whole problem is only an Eishes Kohen, we said. Because Eishes Kohen over here, there's an Isser in front of us, there's an Isser that's a very clear present danger. So therefore, by Eishes Kohen, we have to make sure that the husband knows that I can come to Beis Din and ask for my wife. So in order for him to know that, we have to make sure that he's going to mafsid the ksuba. And we have to make sure that Yisrael's mafsid the ksuba, because he's not going to think there's a difference between the Yisrael and him. He's going to see Yisrael's not Nevin. Why not? It must be you're going to assume it's from the Baal Rishon. So I can't come to Beis Din either. So we have to avoid anyone sending a message to this Kohen to think that he cannot walk into Beis Din. So therefore, he gets to be mafsid the ksuba, and a regular Yisrael is mafsid the ksuba, everyone's mafsid the ksuba, so you should know, you walk into Beis Din, and you create Isser. Okay.
How's it exactly playing out? What's happening? Because by Yisrael, the guy will never come to Beis Din. So the
Kohen's
not going to...
Well, sure, now come to Beis Din.
Wait, before the Stachana, he's not going to have to come... There's nothing really wrong with...
He has to come to Beis Din to be mafsid the ksuba.
By Yisrael?
Yeah.
He doesn't have to, because it's a svek sveka. So Beis Din's not going to...
Wait a minute, mafsid the ksuba?
He's finding necessary for you.
He wants to mafsid the ksuba. Now I'm going to give the moment. I'm going to give the ksuba. He's coming to Beis Din in order to get his mafsid the ksuba. And he's going to be believed.
He's saying, why should he just...
What? He's coming to be mafsid the ksuba.
Yeah, no, he's saying before that. They said it's necessary to make the Yisrael also be mafsid the ksuba. So the Kohen shouldn't think that he's saying, let's even be mafsid the ksuba. So why would the Kohen ever even bump into Yisrael? He never sees any Yisrael.
He knows that Yisrael... he said, my wife wasn't a psula, but I'm not going to Beis Din because I'm not going to be believed anyone. That's enough. That's enough for him to know Yisrael's not Naaman, I'm not going to be Naaman either. But what happens if Yisrael did go into Beis Din? He wasn't supposed to. He went in. He said, I want my ksuba back. Beis Din says, sorry, you're not getting ksuba back. But I want my ksuba back. You don't get your ksuba back. The coin was there. He saw that. He says, okay. So obviously, you decided when it happened. Okay, Rabbi Isai. What's the problem, Menachem?
I don't understand what's going to happen. By Yisrael, the guy.
Yisrael's going to come into Beis Din.
Why is he coming to Beis Din?
Because he thinks he's going to get his ksuba back.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Before the
Takana, he's going to go into Beis Din and say, I want my ksuba back.
What ksuba? You got married and you think she's a
basula. I thought she was a basula.
But from the fact that you gave 100, just like that by the person who's married to...
But it's Kansa Becheska's basula. Whatever that means. He thinks...
Then why won't a Kohen go to Beis Din?
because the kohen saw him go to Beis Din and saw that it was an epic fail. He went to Beis Din and he didn't get his ksuba. Now why should I go to Beis Din? What should I go to Beis Din for? I'm going to get the same story. I'm not going to get my ksuba either. So he went to Beis Din one day. There was Yisrael who walked in and said, I would like my ksuba. Story happened. Now Yisrael went into Beis Din and said, I want my ksuba back. And the kohen was in the...
He's saying in the case of Yisrael. In the case of Yisrael, he's not going to go. So to a kohen, we'll see that.
But that thing he's not going to go, he's not going to be believed. He's going to go, and he's going to, and Beis Din's going to tell him, sorry, you don't get your ksuba. The kohen's there. He says, oh, I'm not going to get my ksuba either. I might as well not go for Yisrael either, because if he doesn't believe me on the ksuba, I'm not going to be on the Yisrael, so I'm not going. So we have to be mavzid, allow the Yisrael to come in also. That way he thinks he's going to be Neman. This is Rashi and Tosfos's pshat. Rabbi say the Ra'ah says another pshat. What's the pshat of the Ra'ah? Rabbi said, what's the pshat of the Ra'ah? Comes the Ra'ah, and the Ra'ah says, forget this whole takana thing. You don't have to make a new takana. The Gemara's question is very simple. The Gemara's question is, that why, v'nech Hashem atachtav zinsa, which is, why are you getting the money? Midin, you shouldn't get the ksuba. Rashi and Tosfos were both saying, really, midin, you're supposed to get the ksuba. Why are we not giving you the ksuba? Because we're worried about the iser. So let's make a new gzeira to take away the money in order to help the iser. Says there are no, you shouldn't get the money at all. You should be master the ksuba. Why? Says there are. Let's see it inside, Rabbi says. It's kedai to see the Ra'ah inside. The Ra'ah says, V'anochai. V'anochai. D'chi amrinon, V'lech Hashem atachtav, Zinsa. Love le'oisra, love. We're not coming to create Isser. That's not the point. The end goal is not for Isser. You're not mechaser someone money in order to help the iser kid parishus. Ella lapsinda ksubasa. This entire the purpose is we want to be master of the ksuba. Why? Says the of hachomayeskina b'shoyseches omakhishasai. Kimin dechein afilu Rabbi Gamliel moide. Says the Gemara. He walks in and says, lady, this lady's a ba'ula. She doesn't say anything. Or, she's machishas, she says, no, I'm a besula. Because of that, I feel Rabbi Gamliel moide. Who's Rabbi Gamliel? Anamid Beis, Rabbi Gamliel says, usually when we have a discussion, an argument between a man and a woman, Rabbi Gamliel says, ne'emenes. Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Eliezer say, lo mi pi no chaim, you don't believe it, but Rabbi Gamliel says, ne'emenes. But was she ne'emenes? Only when she says something. If she is shoysek, is she going to be ne'emenes? She has nothing to believe her. She didn't say anything. And if she's makheshes, also we're not going to believe her. Why? Because the only reason we believe in Ahmed Beis, Gemara says, because she's a bari and he's a shema. Bari v'shema bari adif. But over here, where he's a bari, she's makheshim. He's saying she was a bula. She says, I was not. She says, you definitely were. She says, I definitely wasn't. So then, you're also not going to believe her. So over here, even Gamliel Moda, she's not Naaman. Says Tosis, listen, I think I owe you nothing, the man says to the woman. I think I owe you nothing. You were a ba'ula.
How's
it you think? He's a bari. No, he's not a bari. I'll tell you why. I think I owe you nothing. You were a ba'ula. So, first of all, I don't know when this happened. Well, hold on. You come to Becheskes Besula and it says Beula Ishlak Suba Mane. Or over here for sure because it's Sare Consumption. Okay. I got it. But maybe it happened Tachtov, and maybe it happened Birotzen. And if an Isha's Mizana Tachtov Birotzen, does she get her Ksuba?
No.
And we've got a smoking gun. Ba'ula lefanecha. She's a ba'ula here. Because she's a ba'ula, we have reason to suspect that maybe the ba'ila happened tachtov birotzen.
I believe you that. Oh, because
now, there's a svek sveka going on over here. Because maybe it didn't happen tachtav. If it didn't happen tachtav, does she deserve at least a mana? Yeah, she deserves a mana. But maybe it happened tachtav. Even if it happened tachtav, maybe it happened ba'inus. If it happened ba'inus, does she deserve a ksuba?
Yeah.
Yes. You got a svek sveka, maybe she deserves a ksuba. You're right, there's a tzad she doesn't. But there's two tzadim that she does deserve a ksuba. Says the ra'ah, and the lashon of the ra'ah is chol sveikas shatarotz laharboy sveikas a sveikas sveikas doesn't change the din amoytzi mechaver olav araya.
What about what we said before, that it's really her possession?
So in other words, the ra'ah is saying svek sveika cannot be moitzi mamon.
Really, what about we said that Svek Svek is really in her possession because she was really ready in her possession, technically? What about that?
I might say Mechavel of the Raya. So what do we see over here? The Ra'ah is a holder from Pshat in the Gemara. You don't have to be creative making gzeiras and takanas and doing Isser because of Mammon or Mammon because of Isser. No, it's very simple. She should lose her ksuba because of Amoitzi Mechavel of the Ra'ah. Now why didn't Tosfos and Rashi say this Pshat? This is much more simple. They're coming up with a new gzeira of the Isser because of the Isser we're going to touch the Mama and then just say the Mama itself. I think the answer is very simple. If you go back to Daf Tes Amud Beis, Tosfos Dibra Maschil I LeMesiv LaKsuba, Tosfos says Mefurish, you could be Moitzi Mamain with a Svek Sveka. Svek Sveka is Moitzi Mamain. So over here, the man wants to keep the tuba. Says, look, I might see Mechavel Varaya. Yeah, but there's a svek sveka go against you because it could be it happened before you're married, even after you're married, it could be it happened bonus. So give her the money. No, I might see Mechavel Varaya. Afilu, says the Lashon of the Ra. Afagav to have a svek sveka, I might see Mechavel Varaya. What does Toysis hold? No, can do. He can't say this, Pshat Toysis, because Toysis holds svek sveka is might see Mamain. Right?
What can he say?
Whatever that we're going to see Pshat Balt and Tosis in a moment. So therefore, the Gemara have a kasha that Nechel Shem Atachtav Zin, so that she should lose the ksuba. Why should she lose the ksuba? Midin, she gets the ksuba. The Ra is saying Midin, she doesn't get the ksuba. What's the machlokes? So he said then, Rabbi Isai, L'choira, how could you be Moitzi Mamoin with a svek sveka? This kasha, the Bnei Yeshua asked the kasha. How could you be Moitzi Mamoin with a svek sveka? If the whole word of svek sveka is, the Rajba says, is like a din roiv, that svek sveka is midin roiv, adiv me roiv. So, what's the din? Can you be Moitzi Mamoin with roiv? Ein hochen Mamoin basa roiv. You can't be Moitzi with a roiv. Tricked. The Pnei Yeshua, Tois and Daf Tes, how does that work? So L'chayra, that's going to be Pshan the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah says you can't be Moitzi Mamoin with a Svek Sveka. You know Moitzi Mechavel of a Ra'ah. Vos meit Ra'ah? Eidim. Vos al Tois. So we could say, in two different nusachos, nusach doesn't make a difference, but we use our nusach. We said then, there's Rebbe Ochber's, his own nusach, that the shtar, you're not being moitzi with the roiv, you're moitzi with the shtar, but we said a different nusach. We said, what's the yisoid of svek sveka? Maybe it's not midin roiv. It's midin trei sveki. Said it's takamachol, because Rashi, I'm sorry, Tosfos and Rashba, trei sveki, what does that mean? Trei sveki, the kula, which means, over here, I don't even know that I have a suffix. I have a suffix if I have a suffix. So I'm not being moitzi mamoin with the roiv. The suffix is not chal. The suffix is not chal, ki'ilu. Why not? Because I don't even know if I have a suffix, even if I have a suffix. It's two svekas. It's not that I combine the svekas into one suffix. It's trei sveki. Two different svekas. So this is one suffix. I don't even know if I should clear that suffix because I have a different suffix. So I don't even know if there's a suffix over here. So when the suffix is not chal, you might see more with the shtar. And that's the machlokes here between Tosfos and the Ra'ah. So we understand very clearly why Tosfos doesn't say the Ra'ah's pshat. because the Ra is based on an assumption that you can't be Moitzi Mammon with a Svek Sveka. And Tois says you can't be Moitzi Mammon with a Svek Sveka. So Tois can't say the Ra's Pshat. Comes Tois with a new creative Pshat. Einachanami Alpi Din, she deserves her Ksuba. But we want to take it away from her in order to avoid getting in problems with the Isser. Rashi's way of getting in problems with the Isser. Tois' way of getting in problems with the Isser. They're both coming to address. We need to make a Gzeira, create a Gzeira in order to avoid that we're going to have a mistake. Okay? Rabbi says so far three Pshatim in the Gemara. Comes the Gemara Vaiter.
Rashi.
What about this Rashi?
Rashi.
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 Rashi. Rashi. Rashi. Rashi. Rashi. Rashi. Rashi. Rashi. Rashi. Rashi. Rashi. Rashi. Rashi. Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara. V'neich Hashem atacht of zinza. Amar Rav Shravya. Kigoin shekindesh ubal lealter. Going to kindesh ubal lealter. So everybody say, what's the Gemara's answer? Kigoin shekindesh ubal lealter.
There's no problem of
tachtav. There's no problem of tachtav. So according to the Ra, it's very simple what the Gemara is saying. You wanted to be mighty mum and al pidin because you have a chshash that maybe it happened tachtav biratzayin. It definitely did not happen tachtav. So al pidin is nothing to be chayshish for. You have to give the ksuba. But what would be if itaka was not a case of kiddush ubal la'alter? But there's nothing to be worried about. According to Rashi, also, I understand what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying over here, look, you had a chashash, you were worried, you need an incentive to get him into Beis Din. Why do we have to get him into Beis Din? Because we want to find out maybe she's really Usser, because maybe she was in Zatachtav. We know she wasn't in Zatachtav. There's no point in the incentive over here. However, Rabbi Kiveger asks Akasha according to Tosfos. Goin Rabbi Kiveger. Correct Rabbi Kiveger. Okay. This is a case where there's no chshash. True. Why is there no chshash over here? Kiddush ubal la'alter. So what are you saying? In the case of Kiddush ubal la'alter, therefore, you're going to allow her to keep her ksuba. But what happens if a Kohen walks into Beis Din and he's witnessing this Din Torah and he sees that the man says, I want my ksuba back. And we say, we're not giving you the ksuba. What's his deduction going to be?
No point in coming.
No point in coming. Eilach for the man who's in Beis Din himself. We don't have a chshash, but we have a chshash for the spectator. The same way, says Rabbi Kiveger. There's no chshash on Yisrael, but we're going to make it because we're afraid a Kohen is going to be a spectator on Yisrael. So too over here, we're afraid a Kohen is going to be a spectator on a Kiddush ubal la'alter.
You mean
Istam? What?
Yisrael will see him and
doesn't
know the story
was going on. Yeah, but Rebbe Yisrael is not what bothers us, because the whole Tachan is anyway only for a Kohen.
He won't
transfer as a regular thing, not a Kiddush Baal.
Why? Is Kiddush Baal
the one
we're assuming he's not going to know that. Yisrael couldn't make a difference.
Right, so what is it? Says Rebbe Kiveger. Kohen shekidesh v'loy bol la'alter lo yavel lebezdin kivan sheroye shabezdin machzikin roise lebeula mi ba'al rishon umam al yusa klal v'mash shezek kidesh ubol la'alter mikom akum nechesh al kohen acher v'tzorech in gadol Frektub Kiveger.
He's going to hear half a story.
He's going to see over here. The Maisa Beis Din wasn't machzikim. Beis Din doesn't do it. So therefore, there's no point in coming. So Rabbi Yoshef says one teretz, Rabbi Isai. Says Rabbi Yoshef, Al Piderach HaPshat. Back in the day,
How often did Kiddush Ubal La'altar happen?
Very rarely.
When did people get married? How much after the Kedusha was the Nisuin? A Yaron HaMitvach. So it wasn't very often that it happened. Rav Mangan Amanda Makadosh Bia. It didn't happen. So this is a very rare occurrence. Because it's a very rare occurrence, we're not worried about it. Doesn't happen that. How often does a Yisrael get married?
All day.
Very often, right? Every day it's happening. So therefore, that's a chash that the Kohen's going to pick up on that. He'll be in bed and he'll witness that type of situation. But something that's so rare to happen, Kiddush Ubal La'altar, doesn't happen that often. Therefore, we're not going to be chashash. Okay? Happy derech apshat. The Heilige Rabbi Shari Eli said, Avod Azag Ishmak Avod. You'll see why I like it so much. Zokta Rashi. What was Pshat according to Rashi Tosfos? What was Pshat over here? We're just going to take the money away? Like, she deserves the money. I'm sorry, we can't give this to you. Why are we not giving me the money? Because we can't give you the money. what is that? What we just on Bezdin decided one day, okay, you don't get your money. Why not? It says with Osher, every takana is chachomim. It has a sibas hatakana, and it also has a geder for the takana. There's two different things. Why are the Chacham doing this, and what are the Chacham doing? The Chacham don't just walk over and say, I'm sorry, we can't give you this money, this is not your money, goodbye. What's going on over here? What's my money? No. Bezin doesn't do that. That might be the motivation could be because they want to make sure that we don't have Isra over here. That's the Sivas HaTakana. What's the Geder of the Takanas Chachamim?
The Farvas.
The Farvas over here. Why is Bezin doing this? They're doing this because they don't want Isra to happen. But Vas, what did the Chachamim say? Chachamim said, V'nechush Shema Zinsa Tachta Vos Meintas. So we understood it means you have to be choishish for the Isser. But maybe they said, Azoi vi, we're going to be choishish for Isser, we're going to be choishish for Mamon. And there's a chash on the Mamon. What do you mean, Sveksveka? Sveksveka normal says we're not choishish. The Chachamim said over here we are choishish. The Ra'ah says, look, there's a chash over here. I'm going to say, Mechavel of a Raya, why giving the money? We said, no, but it's Sveksveka. Because Sveksveka, we don't have a regular chash. Normal Sveksveka, we're not choshish. The Chachamim said, over here, we are going to allow the suffix to be chal, v'nechush, shema tachtov zinsa, because we have a chash of tachtov zinsa b'negei to Isser. We're going to have a chash of tachtov zinsa b'negei to Mammon also. Now you've got a chash here. What's the deal when you have a chash? How much time have you over Raya? Everyone agrees that.
Able to make it work against the suffix.
You mean against the suffix? Against the Sveksveka. Yeah, yeah. Usually, that's the chiddush over here. Usually we say, when it's Shrei Sveki, we say the suffix is not chal. We're going to make the suffix michal b'noigeya to mamon the same way it's chal b'noigeya to iser. Even though in mamon you technically have a sveksveka, but because over here we don't want to be lying the sveksveka, so the geder to kodesh chacham is you've got a suffix if he deserves the money. There is a suffix. Well, no, it's not a suffix because it's sveksveka. Okay, so sveksveka says the suffix not chal. Midrabanan will make the suffix michal. That's the geder to kodesh chachamim. Hey, Bazei, what would happen if it's Kiddush Ubal La'altar? There's no longer a suffix over. You can't have a suffix that maybe was Tachtav. There's no makum for a suffix of Tachtav. So then, Eina Chanami maybe going to say, okay, but what's going to happen? Maybe a coin's going to see. Maybe he is. But Chacham, don't just randomly pluck money away from people and just say goodbye. I'm sorry, I'm taking your money. It has to have a geder. So, this is the geder.
Why do we have to come onto this whole thing? Why can't we just say simply that in this case she deserves it? Rabbi Yeager even says, Machzikin oitze lebadai b'ula mibayla rishai. Where, so she deserves it.
She deserves it in every case, according to Tosfos. But we don't
in
give it to
her. It's a sveksveka. So we're not gonna make them come to Bezin to figure out the whole thing. But Lamai said it is a suffix.
But she deserves it. Sveksveka, where might see my mind?
She deserves it. Din, Bezin's going to pass, and she gets the money svek sveka, according to Tosfos.
Our sveka, so we're here. We're not going to change the din to make a false psak just so someone else doesn't.
It's either way, it's a false psak. Tosfos holds when Moitzi Mama svek sveka. It's either way, it's a false psak. Okay, but what's what do we do when we have svekas? We pass it up the svek sveka. So either way, over there, she deserves the money either way. This is her money, Alpidin, this is her money.
What's the point of that kana anyways, though? Now that we find out that it's not going to be a problem, so there's no point of that kana in the first place. To get rid of the whole katakana, it's still going to be a problem. The whole problem is, there's still going to be this case where we'll see.
No, but this is a rare case. That's what we have. This is a rare case. Yeah, but that might be the bets, and we would have been stacking that if we could. Yeah.
Is this totally how you learn sex or you learn as we did right?
Avada. Of course, it's really specs like in life, so then it all has a star patch this. Again? Tonight. Let's go, Rabbi. Let's go weiter. Zok the Gemara weiter. V'ika de masni lo amasnisan. Besula al mana geusha chalutim and anisun ksuvas amana vein lam tainis besulam and anisun echim ishkachas. Lekon shenichas al chupa v'lo nevelo. Amar Rabbi, zoi samaritz kanta b'cheskis besulam and imtis bula ksuvas amana. Rabbi Hashem alo meim aloch v'alma les laklal. Shani ocha shari kanta shari nechas al chupa v'lo echim ishkachas besulam and imtis bula ksuvas amana. Kigoin shakidish ubola alter. Mad the masna brisa koshkan masnisan. Mad masna masnisan. I will brisa loy. Shun the matziomer la anoa edim samchi. That's the Gemara. Kash is on the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't bring the whole dinner of Shravya. Kiddush ubala alter. Why doesn't the Rambam bring Rosh Ravya? Kiddush ubala alter. The Rambam.
Why should he?
Because it's Gemara. Kiddush ubala alter. Says the Hafla, the Rambam doesn't bring the Braisa. So if you learn the whole Gemara is only going on the Braisa, so the Rambam doesn't bring the Braisa, he doesn't bring the Gemara. If Shravi is only going on the Braisa, so it might depend if the Gemara on which Lashon of the Gemara you're bringing. But the Rambam, we said, why doesn't the Rambam bring the Braisa? Good question. But if the Rambam doesn't bring the Braisa, the Rambam doesn't have to bring a Shravi. It depends on how we theorize this Gemara over here. The problem is, however, with the Tur, because the Tur does bring the Braisa, and still the Tur doesn't bring Rav Shravi. So says the Taz Kaftor Vaferach. He says a very beautiful pshat that Vaistachais the Tur has another pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara's kasha is only on Rava, being that we don't paskin like Rava, we paskin like Ravashi. Therefore, he doesn't bring a leave to the Hilchasa. But I'll leave you to do. It's very similar to the Ra'az pshat, but not identical. But I'll leave that for now. Beis Hashem Beli Neder. Tomorrow we're going to start the next Mishnah.